USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In France on Sunday.
That's it. U.S. wins their fourth World Cup.
The U.S. women's soccer team with a 2-0 victory over the Netherlands yesterday, winning their second World Cup in a row and their fourth overall. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio tweeting that the team will be honored with a parade through the Canyon of Heroes in Lower Manhattan starting at 9:30 Eastern Time on Wednesday morning. Southern California residents hoping to get things back to normal after two powerful earthquakes shook the region last week. Ridgecrest Police Chief Jed McLaughlin speaking at a community meeting on Sunday afternoon. He says as recovery efforts continue, people need to be ready for the possibility of another earthquake. He says people need to have at least 3 days' worth of supplies on hand. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents... Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
There's nearly universal condemnation of Iran's decision to enrich uranium, a violation of a 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. More on that from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was quick to respond to Tehran's announcement to increase uranium enrichment, calling it an extremely dangerous move.
The enrichment of uranium is made for one reason and one reason only. It's for the creation of atomic bombs.
Netanyahu also called on other nations to impose punitive sanctions against Iran, saying Tehran has violated its solemn promise under the UN Security Council not to enrich uranium beyond certain levels.
A new Justice Department legal team is taking over President Trump's push for a citizenship question on next year's census. The department announcing a new team of lawyers from the Civil Division will now be in charge of solving how to legally put such a question about citizenship on the decennial survey. And this is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
A billionaire who's been accused of sex trafficking minors for decades has finally been arrested. Here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King with more.
Jeffrey Epstein was arrested for allegedly sex trafficking dozens of minors in New York and Florida between 2002 and 2005 and will appear in court in New York on Monday. The arrest comes about 12 years after the 66-year-old financier essentially got a slap on the wrist for molesting dozens of underage girls in Florida. Epstein's alleged abuse of minors has been the subject of lawsuits brought by victims, investigations by local and federal authorities, and exposés in the press. The hedge funder has managed to avoid any meaningful jail time, let alone any federal charges. The new charges allege that Epstein sexually exploited dozens of underage girls, paying them cash for massages, then molesting or sexually abusing them in his Upper East Side mansion. Employees recruited the girls for Epstein's abuse, and some victims eventually became recruiters themselves. The girls were as young as 14, and according to police, Epstein knew how old they were.
Megan Rapinoe and Rose LaBelle were both on target as the United States were crowned world champions after beating the Netherlands 2-0 in the FIFA 2019 Women's World Cup Final. The U.S. enjoyed the better of the first half. The U.S. continued their dominance after the break and finally made the breakthrough from the penalty spot after Stephanie Vandergraat was penalized for a foul on Morgan.